Yo, yo.
And we back, and we back.
Episode 83 of the Sunday Dinner Podcast, aka our 2-year anniversary of the Sunday Dinner Podcast.
2 years.
Damn, that went by fast.
I know, right?
Flew by fast.
Still haven't got to 100 episodes.
Yeah. We on the way.
We gonna get there. In this episode 83, with any jerseys y'all want to know, because we know 84. We know we going 84 when 84 comes.
83. Shouts to my man Brandon Stokely. I think he was 83 for Peyton Manning back in the Colts days.
Wes Walker, man. Yeah, Wes Walker Broncos. Shout out my guy Greg Lewis from the Eagles.
You always find the Eagles.
Am I bugging with Brandon Stokely? Was he not 83 for the Colts? Or?
I think you.
I might be bugging, but yeah, man.
Yeah, man. It was crazy, man. Last man,
no,
I was
you right. Yeah, 83.
Yeah. Shout out to Peyton making receivers. Oh, got him a check. It's a mountain of receivers there that Peyton got a check. Just, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm.
He put a couple in the hall.
We in receivers territory right now, so yeah.
Episode number 84. Yeah, you know I mean,
84 coming.
Oh, 84. You know,
big AB.
You know, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. You know, that's every time we do an anniversary, we got like that was our first episode in real time as the story was unfolding.
It's still crazy. Like, we literally podcasted like an hour after that happened.
Yeah,
and we couldn't believe it.
And there were still details that we didn't know yet.
It
didn't make any sense.
I had an idea for the 2-year anniversary, but. I actually found.
I wish I did it big. All right, where the bottles at?
I had an idea to do something big for Oren because I found the hot one set at Target. I was going to bring it in, but due to some financial setbacks at the hands of my motor vehicle. Budget cuts.
We have to wait till
we can wait till 100 episodes.
Which again, I'm not ducking no hot ones, nothing. Like I definitely am.
So I'm gonna sit there.
Orange is on record saying he's not ducking.
I'm not ducking it. We gonna do it.
Where we gonna get the chicken? Because you got the bet. We gotta find who has like the best.
I gotta do it like how they used to do it virtually. Like, yo, we gonna get some wings and I'm gonna put a little on each. Wing with your sauce?
No, these wings is gonna be doused in a pool.
Yeah, that's how you had to do it.
That's how I was trying all top tier sauces. There was no build up. Start off with sriracha. Start off with crystals.
Like I said, I ain't ducking no smoke. Like I said, if you know me, you know I'm always like. Well, if they can do it, I can do it. You know what I mean? Like I said, my brother did it, so I can do it.
First of all, I ain't no joke. I took dip time. Exactly. I was prepared. I built.
100%.
I remember long before there was a hot ones game show, I used to say when I was just trying spice, putting hot stuff, like, Brandon's been trying, like, yeah, man, I'm preparing for it. Like, yeah, I could be on hot ones one day. I used to always say that. I built my endurance up.
I told you straight up, I told everybody for 3 years of my life, I would never bungee jump or skydive a day in my life. And then I seen some of my homegirls do it from college. I'm like, oh, if they can do it, I can do it. Like, that's how.
You saw Will Smith do it. Will Smith did
it? No, it was before Will Smith. These are people I actually knew. I was like, if they can do it, I can do it. I will do it just because I know people that did it, and if they can do it, I can do it. Reese now, I'm like, oh, all right, yo, if they can do it, I can do it. Like, I'm that person. Like, yo, if they can do it,
I respect it.
So, yeah, nah, anything. So, like I said, now that my brother definitely, like, I was always down to try it, but then now that my brother went through, I'm like, oh, if my brother can do it, I can do it. Like, I'm the one chip challenge. I was at work at Medical Alley. Shout out to Medical Alley. And me and my coworkers was like, oh yeah, you know what I mean.
You did the one chip challenge?
Would
do it because I know where they sell them at.
I'm the $10,000. You can get it. I'll do it. Like I said, yo, because they were
right now, budget cuts. No.
I was like, yo, if they can do it, I can do it. Like that. That's my thing. Like I'm like, hey man, especially if I know somebody. Like if you're 1 degree of separation, or if not even that. Like if I directly know you, if you can do it, I can do it. They $10,000. Okay.
Well, those are top tier. So speaking of top tier, this week on Power, we saw top tier snitch. You get exposed. Hey, our theory came true. First of all, I got notes, and we're not about to skip over none of this shit. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this shit. All right. There's so much that happened. Episode 8, we talked about how great. Episode 8 is a classic. Yeah, that's going to go down as that's going to go a classic with a classic scene in it. But this one was like, the pacing was so good. Like, to what they
I woke up at like 5 a.m. watching. I was like, oh, shit. All
right. Let's start from the beginning. Tariq sees his ghost. I wrote that down. Tariq, episode started. Tariq saw his ghost, and it opened the eyes to a lot of people who didn't realize how many people Tariq got killed.
Shout out to everybody getting that check for that little cameo. Yeah.
I didn't feel bad for any of those people. The only person I felt bad for was like Proctor, maybe.
I'm about to say,
what? You didn't feel bad for Lala?
Hell no. That was her fault, man.
What about Cash?
Hey, man. She knew the game.
She knew the game. She was in the game.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God. She had to die for Tariq.
Hey, dog. It is what it is, man.
Hey, Raina? Raina had to die?
Hey, Raina should mind her business. Mind your business.
Think about
Cash. Bro, I'll be real with you. I started
feeling last words, I believe.
I felt bad for Raina at the time. Then I went back and I was like, ain't nobody tell you to do all that shit. Like, that was... Yeah, you ain't had an approach like that. Like,
I didn't feel bad for Ray Ray. Like, Ray Ray, nigga.
Oh, yeah, fuck
yeah. Take your L, nigga.
Put him in the dirt.
Just like Kanan said, nigga, take your L, nigga.
Even Kanan said, like, nigga, no, you actually deserved it. You deserved what happened to you. Like, everybody else.
And Kanan took it on chin, too. Like, man, you know, man, I was nibbling. Oh, yeah, I was nibbling.
But Raina.
Nobody wanted, but he didn't want to pick up the phone for ghosts.
Yeah, he did. Well, hold on, I want to skip over to Raina. Raina walked up on Raymond and said, like, well, even if she found that she knew what she knew about Raina, I knew it was you, Raymond, and just said, like, famous last words. Like, damn, now I gotta let the chop off.
Oh, shit.
Put a hole in her. And then Carrie Milgram was the
don't
feel bad
for her either.
Shorty. Fuck you, Shorty. You need one.
Like feeling bad for Jabari. Like, they were both just two nosy in for self. And like, fam, y'all need to just leave this shit alone. Especially if you know, you're like, oh,
Shorty.
St. Patrick family passed. Then stop fucking with them.
Hey, Shorty, I didn't know what you had in your past. I didn't tell Monet to kill you. That's like 4 degrees of separation of me killing you. Like,
should've been fucking Zeke.
I didn't know. Hey, I didn't know you was fucking Zeke. I found out. I didn't call that. I didn't put that in blaze.
You came in the classroom talking about karma, looking me dead in my eyes. I still didn't suspect a damn thing. I was like, well, that was weird. I didn't know.
Shit. I didn't know what was going on.
I still give Tariq shit for that episode. Like, yo, she was blatant with this nigga that she hates.
You was getting saucy with me, and I had nothing to do with that.
Tariq was clueless.
You would have still been alive had you not. I've been fucking Zeke. Diana found out that all that was going on. Brother. Yeah. Hey, Shorty.
But yes, Tariq saw his ghost and great cameos. Happy for that. Now, Tate wants that evidence in real life. He goes to the classroom and it really was Tate this time. He wants that evidence. As we know, Tariq gave it to that envelope. That envelope Tate thinks he's going to get in office, which I have a theory that he gives it to the guy, as we saw at the dinner table, and he didn't, and he saw it. But I really feel like, plot twist, he's still not going to get that job. He's like, yeah, I'm going to get Sweeney fired, but I'm still not giving you the position, which is going to be amazing to fuck him over.
What was crazy to me, he basically was like, and I gave my brother the job that he got. I don't give a shit if he keep it. he can go back to being a cop. I don't give a shit what my brother talking about.
That conversation that the brothers had and all that stuff, and he was like, yeah, who is with? Oh, yeah, you know, because some drunk lady that said she saw nobody, and she saw one person. Then she said she saw two people. Hey, what if the drunk lady is Tariq's grandmother and all that stuff? Like,
that's who has Kane and Reed. Oh, wow.
That's a nice. That might be the surprise witness that they might bring on later on.
Bring that on, man.
But Mecca makes Kane his number two man. Also, he lets him know in the episode. I know you took my drugs. I'm not, which confirmed everybody's tears. I think Mecca knows that Kane.
That look he gave him after when they got the hanger up. Like,
yeah, that look.
But he don't care about the drug.
He don't care about that shit.
My thing was like
he was trying to get to Monet.
My thing was like, wait, does he care about the ring that's gone? Like, that was the whole reason Davidson was even like,
all right. You know what we call that hole? Call it a fucking plot hole.
Yeah, he forgot about the ring.
Oh, I have a theory about the ring. The ring's gonna come back. It's not over. It's not over. I'm gonna get to why.
But no, it's funny. Like all the things that Tariq kept. He kept this army back.
Coincidentally.
Like, oh, shit. He got the army back. Oh, yeah. Like,
but yeah, as we saw, because as we saw in episode 8, Mecca just got rid of Chef, budget cutted his throat, and made Kane number 2. Now he's like, you live here now.
You live here now.
You can't go nowhere. You can't meet him with Lorenzo. Lorenzo just at the crib, just tearing up the house.
I definitely called it beforehand. I'm like, oh, no, man. They need that to get to that penthouse and Tariq's stash or whatever. Mm-hmm. Tariq don't care about that stash.
Yeah, once they went to the stash, the bricks. I forgot how dope that is. That's just fire.
Yeah, and I'm like, Tariq don't care about that stash.
The way all the drawers opened up, all the brick drawers opened up. Like, I only seen them show the camera, yeah. And then the one thing opened up. Like that when they did it, all the doors. I ain't never seen Tariq do that. Like that was interesting because we gonna get to. Face recognition, Diana used it, but and how that's not how it works. You can't use a Facebook Live to open the phone, but it's power. Drew confessed to Lorenzo about that. Yeah, we are the ones. That's why you have no connect. That's why you have no drug. We are the ones who robbed the connect.
Lorenzo brought it to standstill. Like Lorenzo,
and Monet put us up there.
Yeah, he knew. I'm glad they didn't make him look like a goofball. Like, oh my god, all this shit happened. I wasn't paying attention. Nah.
They did kind of make him. In that scene, he's like, wait, so you're the reason I have no blood? Like, no. He didn't know.
As soon as he said it, he was like, oh, so you, and all Monet had to do was rob the connect. All right, they robbed the connect. That's why. As soon as he said, I know why you don't have no drugs, and he was like, oh, okay. Like he pieces it together.
He didn't make it a big deal. Also, he's like, all right, we'll go back up to campus and get the fucking drugs back.
Go get my shit.
Oh, we have it, Texas. Oh, well, then go get my shit. You know where it is? Okay, and then the important part of that scene was Monet told Diana that they're gonna do shit without it, and they're gonna like X you out of it. Diana found out in that scene because Diana did not know about that heist. We found out in that scene. She didn't even know. And finding out that, hey, Monet was right about what they.
I was just kind of like, hey, go ahead and sleep with your little boyfriend Everett again and get that key card, and then I'll get us to the rooftop, and we'll get it all back.
Hey, Jenny, that scene when in the courtroom when they used Tate's brother and that was such a checkmate move because now they're like, all right, you've been withholding evidence now that you didn't tell us about this witness, fucks everything up. Which reminds me, I have a theory about Method Man's character in the next episode. He's gonna fucking tell, hey, conflict of interest? You want to talk about conflict of interest? Sax is sleeping with the prosecution.
What I know
about Davis McLean is he will do anything to win the case. He will sell anybody under the river to win a case.
What we know about Sax is
throw the case. They're gonna throw the case out if they find out Sax and Jenny were sleeping together.
He's always gonna take that. If anything, Sax is never gonna be the hero, man.
Guess what?
They're gonna send him to Chicago. He's gonna be in force with Tommy because he's never gonna be the hero.
They just gonna move from city to city. Yeah, series to series.
Everybody's gonna love to hate Sax because he's gonna be every.
Yeah, they ain't never getting rid of this nigga.
Never getting rid of him. Man.
We wanted him out so bad in the last season of Power, season 6, but they didn't do it. So he's like, all right, we're just stuck with this nigga forever. Davis in that. The funniest part is when Tate was selling his brother down the river in the courtroom. The look on Tate's brother's face, like, what the, wait, why you bring, what the fuck, what the fuck was that? Like he doesn't know who his brother is. Like,
what the battle robber say? Like, he kept being a flying ear. Like, what the fuck
is that?
Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. No, that's exactly what. But at the same time, he was probably thinking like, well, he did put me in a suit. I used to be in black and blues, and all I had to do was tell
but
him.
In that courtroom, he didn't see it coming. Like, yeah, what? Like he's shocked that. Like, I know you would do it to other people. I didn't think you would do it to me. I'm your brother. Like, no. If you had any question about who Tate is and who he will not sell out, this should answer your question. He will sell out anybody.
To get ahead. And Meeks was talking about, I'm like, nah, he's still getting his spinoff. So, like, everything he's doing,
yeah, it's gonna go come back to hurt him because he's about to do a whole series. So
he's about to do a whole series. Well, no, and
it's what if his series is a origin story?
It better not. Be.
Oh my god, that's gonna be that better not be a prequel.
They better give him an episode prequel too, but they better not. They better not.
That you gonna be a need all the cameos in the world. All the
shouts to Lorenz Tate though. Like if they do, I'm like, man, hey, I rock with Lorenz Tate.
Lorenz Tate as an actor, yeah, he deserves flowers and his own show. He deserves to have a show. But hell no,
nah. Y'all better pick up from where it left off. Yeah. Hey.
All right, now let's talk about it. Fucking Zeke has a beer with Mecca, and Mecca convinces him to meet with Monet, and he's telling him that, hey, listen, when I go to the league, I ain't trying to fuck my. I'm leaving all y'all behind when I go to the league, which is stupid to tell. But I don't think Zeke knew who he was fucking with. Like, I don't think he knew who he
was. That was my thing. I was like, I ain't Mecca. Like, how much money do you actually have? Like
infinite. You know why? Because he's working for the government. That's why he can have a plane hangar and rugby and nothing happened.
Like, how much money do you actually
and
have?
And not get raided because he's working for the feds.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, I'm like, Sacramento doesn't want to fuck with you anymore. But all right, man. Like, I'm like, how much money do you plan on getting from the league? Because you ain't Kyrie. Like, we haven't seen Kyrie skill. We seen R&B skills, but not Kyrie's. I think they got the same music talent level.
Yeah. How do y'all think at any time soon that Zeke might be a sacrifice? I think he might get killed at some point.
Oh, I think they just keep fucking us. He's
not going to the
league. I think they keep fucking us because we just like that's low hanging fruit. Like, oh yeah, Zeke, we can kill off Zeke, but they just keeping him alone. Just like, oh no, y'all thought we were gonna kill Zeke this episode, but nah, that's low hanging fruit.
And he's always gonna be the low hanging fruit. Which is crazy. There's always bigger fish than Zeke to fry. Zeke.
All right, if we're gonna have a cliffhanger, it ain't gonna be Zeke because y'all would have figured that already because that was low hanging fruit. So.
Also, like when they robbed that stash because they did go to Sansa and rob stash. Because they got the key card, and she got Tariq's. The fact that Tariq fell from the crocodile tears, and she used the
He knew, man. I think he knew.
You think Tariq knew? You think Tariq saw through Diana's?
I don't think he cared.
He had court to worry about.
Yeah. I don't think he really cared. He like, fam, whatever. Like, we got the ring to.
I can get it back.
Yeah. Come on, man. I
saw a meme where Tariq is the human definition of. I gotta figure out how to get this money by tomorrow. That was funny.
Yeah,
what? I gotta figure out. I gotta figure out how to get the money. he definitely is. If that was a person, it's definitely Tariq. But Tariq that never seems to have a problem.
So finale next week.
Yes, sir.
So what?
Wait. We gotta talk about this on mic. Do you think? Because we know that Effie got Lauren.
she ain't killed Shorty.
You don't think she killed Shorty?
She ain't killed Shorty.
I'm 50-50 on it.
Streets needs a body. So if they ain't no body that the streets seen, you didn't die.
You think she did the whole like shooter and then like okay, just like run away kind of thing?
She put her in the car.
Because this is power. I said this in the group text. This is power. If they were gonna murder her, they would show her getting her head blown off. Yeah. Especially if it's a big character like that. Yeah, we're gonna show us killing this person, getting killed off.
Even if we seen the gunshot flare, until we see streets needs a body. So nah, that ain't happening.
Who leaked Zeke's age?
Lorenzo definitely.
Alright, y'all think it's Lorenzo. I think it's Mecca. Here's my theory why. Lorenzo has nothing to gain by leaking Zeke's real age.
Oh, he's not Petty King? Yeah. Them New York niggas are spicy.
No, they are Petty King. I'm talking about for the story wise.
Them New York niggas are spicy.
I know, but like in terms of the show power and story wise, because they do everything for a reason. The way it was leaked, the way he found out the timing, like in the middle of the press conference, it makes more sense as a strategy. Of a Mecca move to try and keep this family together because he almost could have lost Zeke if Zeke was going to Zeke was going to the league, which I don't think.
Told his suck ass. I got it all. Don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah. All right. We can talk about that. The fact that we found out, big surprise. Big surprise. We were right.
I told niggas he was a
fucking
narc.
He really did, man.
We never.
That money was looking funny in the light.
Yeah, he was definitely looking funny in the light.
Charles, so what's his name?
Yeah.
Funny in the light.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Oh, there's mad people that's funny in the light if we can talk about this episode. There's a few people that have been funny in the light. Mecca was funny in the light from the beginning. We all called it. We never bought in. We never believed it. And then it all unfolded because we didn't take him serious. And not only is he an informant, this nigga is the big goat of snitching. He's the goat snitch of the James Glenn was telling us, like, no, this nigga is Michael Jordan.
But at the end of the day, he was the whack homie, though, too. At the end of the day, he was like, oh, man, yeah, because I was trying to get Lobo, so you can thank your dad for that. Nigga, so you couldn't get him? Big goat had to get him.
That's not what he was saying. Because he snitched on Lobos.
No, he said he had to take Lobos out.
Yeah, he had to take Lobos out because Lobos was going to take him out because he could have easily gotten by Lobos because Lobos was more powerful. So by Ghost killing him, he did Mecca a favor because Lobos was going to kill him. He knew he couldn't kill Lobos. He couldn't kill Lobos.
That's what I'm saying. So you the whack homie anyway. So you couldn't even get Lobos out of here, but Big Ghost had to. He did it in two days. Him and Tommy put that together in 2 days.
But
while he was cheating on his wife, while he had Angela, like Ghost put together, all right, man, that's how we're gonna do it. We're gonna get him out of custody. We're gonna have his own men do whatever. Shout out to Big Ghost.
Mecca
with your weak ass
Mecca,
government.
Mecca was telling Tariq in his way, I was nervous because that nigga was gonna kill me. Thank God, thanks. Your dad was doing me a favor because that nigga was about to kill
because I couldn't figure it out.
I wasn't gonna kill him, there was no way I could figure out to kill him because he was gonna kill me. I was a dead man until your father came and did it.
Shout out to Big Ghost, man.
Tariq wasn't even phased or fathomed when he saw him in the room.
I found a tracker. I bet I'm gonna leave this here. I'm gonna take all this shit that was in this backpack. I'm gonna take it
to Dave McLean. He took it to Dave McLean. That's why how he was able to look it up.
So come on to this tracker. Where's my backpack? Suck my dick, champ. Kiss my ass. I'm Tariq St. Patrick.
I am my daddy's son. There's pictures of how he held his. It was the exact same way Ghost would hold his hand, purposely. He's his daddy's son. When he's about to drop some bombs.
You think you're gonna scare me? You ain't gonna scare me like you did Kane. Talking about to put your hand on the chop. Suck my dick. Hey, I got some shit on you. Don't trip.
You looking funny in the light.
Speaking of funny in the light,
we never got to talk about last week because we was like, all right, we'll give it another week because I know Russ is willing to die on this hill. Megan Thee Stallion's pen is looking funny in the light. She dropped a big dud that did not work. And it's kind of getting exposed, but being one dimensional. It's not looking good for her.
I think her trajectory, just like I think the baby's trajectory is like it was cool, it was hot, the flow was dope. But then, there was no, bars behind it.
She would have bars, but it'd be about the same thing.
And people were getting... So I was even just thinking about last night as I was driving, listening to Lil Baby. I'm like, Lil Baby has been able to sustain because he has bars behind. There's metaphors. There's bars behind it. He's not just flow as opposed to Da Baby having just... It's just flow.
Flows are different from bars. You can have no bars, but as long as you switch your flows up, you'll still be good. So you don't have to have the metaphors and on time. But if you switch up your flows and giving us something different and keeping it exciting.
And as far as longevity goes, flow only gets you... Flow trap sound switches up every summer or so, whatever. So people get tired of saying flow if you don't have... Really dope.
See, that's the difference between being a legend and being one of the greats.
Yeah.
Cause see, if you switch up your flows for long enough, you could be high for a long time, and then people can look back like, yo, this person's a legend. Every rapper that's ever had any type of run, people call a legend. But to be one of the greats, you have to longevity. Yeah, longevity's game. You actually have to know.
You gotta have bars.
You're not gonna be mentioned with the goats with no bars.
And like I said, that's why.
And I don't care what. Futures fans say,
and that's why Lil Baby is on the run that he's on, and that's why he is commanding the respect that he commands because he has bars. And to speak of one of the best to do bars, we are celebrating J. Cole's birthday.
Yes, J. Cole's birthday, and he dropped us some fire, you know, with Benny the Butcher.
I was gonna say, I'm like, who dropped that? I don't know.
Yeah, it was Benny. It's for Benny's project. Benny dropped, Tanner Talk 4. Shout out to that collab. Cole did his other thing. Bars. Oh my God, they both did the thing, and it's crazy. Cole snap. Cole got him on that one. But Benny did have some dope lines that make for better IG captions. Because when you use lyrics for IG captions, sometimes someone will have a fire bar, but you can't use it because they're just like talking about rap. Like if you're not a rapper, it doesn't really, you know, like the MC equal bar was fire, but like using it as a caption wouldn't really work for anything. Or like, you know, killing your favorite rapper, the news, like all those lines he had about like other rappers, those were fire. He did have one. I forget the one he had that I'm definitely gonna use, but Benny the Butcher had a dice. He was talking about shit.
I feel like Benny had better quotables.
Better quotables.
But Cole's verse in its totality, because it all like walked down and it used the same like rhyme scheme the whole way down. Yeah.
He switched up the rhyme scheme a couple of times, but like each of those, like the iron rhyme scheme, like those, like that was fire. And also, no, he had more bars than like actual punch. Benny was just talking shit, but like when he got to the part where like he was like they asked what I brought to Zelda. I say validity. They asked what work y'all niggas put in. I'm like, what didn't we? Yeah. Like that.
He had punches that were better, but like
it's called slick talk. It's not really punches. There were no punches in this thing. Like punchline means there's a setup and then like a punch, wordplay. No, I'm saying there's a difference. Like,
yeah, no, I know the difference, but
I'm saying for the,
like I said, I was
for the mic.
I'm telling
giving props. Yeah, no,
like yeah, there was that, but you know, Cole definitely just walked it the whole way through. Not even sped walking the whole way through. He just walked it the whole way through. So shout out to Cole.
And there was more consistency in it. Shout out to Cole. You know, one of the greats. You see, that's longevity. It's the thing about longevity. And Cole's rapping ability just keeps getting better, like, over years. It's not like, because you can't really say, Cole lost it. Because you can take a verse like this or, like, verses, like, from his feature run and compare it to, like, 2011 Cole, like, no, he's gotten way better rapping. Yeah. He's doing way more punching, doing way more, like, what, it's just way way better bars and stuff.
I was thinking about this too, like,
that's why I hate when people are like, oh yeah, you know, the old Cole from the mix. No, he's way better. He's way more polished, way more lines and stuff. Cause the other it seems more simple compared to what he's doing now. So,
I was gonna ask like, how y'all feel about the Lucy catalog between like our favorite rappers, like the Wale Lucy's, the Cole Lucy's, the Sean Lucy's, the Drake Lucy's. Like, how y'all feel about those? Like, in a comparison sense,
and it, like comparing them to each other, or
do you think, like, who do you think has the best Lucy catalog?
Well, you know, I'm riding for Cole.
But yeah, you already know how I ride.
Yeah, like, no, I don't know.
Ain't nothing changed.
No, but from an unbiased, you know. Perspective, like how I look at their Lucy's is different. Like Drake great gave me great vibes. Like he has a lot of great songs that are just Lucy's. Mm-hmm. Cole's Lucy's made me more of a fan of Cole than just, if not more, just as much as his mixtapes, right? Like, but those get thrown to the waste and get forgotten about. Lucy's, people never account for Lucy's when they're talking about artist greatness and all that. So we always just look at the album. So if someone's not an album artist, but they have like a lot of great Lucy's, that'd be better than the actual products. Or like when fans used to make like fake mixtapes and they just put all the Lucy's on a project, Drake got mad shit, Cole got mad, like the blow up. Like, I saw people like Cole's favorite Cole project, like the warm up, the blow up. Like, man, that's not real fam. Or even the Truly Yours or Any Given Sundays and all that stuff. Like, people get like, yeah, no,
nostalgia.
And so And I think the streaming era kind of like killed that because they.
I think you can only find the albums
because official. Because if it sticks, then it gets thrown on the album. You know, that type of thing. As opposed, like, no, there was a lot of sticking loosies that we loved and that kept us like hyped for the project to come or whatever. And
this is where I'll give Wale his flowers because Wale will throw out that he was trying to make a loosie, but then the label made him make that the thing. Like, damn, we got to run with that. I was trying to throw this out because I got a whole project now. Now fuck your whole idea, nigga.
This record's sticking.
I'm still mad about, man. Yeah, they had a whole plan. Yeah, we're gonna have a single with you and Cole Bad Girls. I still stand by that song and that beat.
Shout out to Bad Girls. I don't know. Do you remember that, Russ?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
yeah. Bad Girls. Yeah.
Cole was finally gonna get props as a producer because see that that you can't deny that beat. That sounded like a Pharrell beat, like that boom, 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 boom. But like with the Maybach Music
and,
tag
and they did a video for it.
They did a video for it and everything. But that goddamn Jeremiah.
God damn it. That way,
dissing Harold's and shit. Oh, yeah, fuck, man.
Yeah, shit, man. So, but I definitely think, like, man, like, because I get to, well, now that, you know, I got my new computer or whatever, and I got all my old illegal download music. But I get to listen to all the Lucy's that I used to. I'm like, man, the Lucy catalogs for our favorite artists, Drake, Wale, Cole.
Stick.
It's nice out here. It's nice.
Yeah,
Drake was the only way to figure out how to, you know, put it on streaming. Yeah, you know I mean, whatever.
Yeah. There's still a couple of Drake loosies that came around.
Oh no, this is definitely. What you have is definitely. Those aren't loosies.
That's just a straight up leaks.
Yeah, that's
you being a connect.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah. I'm like, no,
is you having a connect.
Do you have a point about actual loosies?
Versus leaks. Yeah,
Russ is super easy. Shit you be sending us. I'm like, I can't even play this on
LA leakers, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, no. I mean, there was like a couple, like I heard on like OVO Sound Radio that like never came out. Like there was like a Vital that dropped on there, was supposed to go on like Scorpion. That was fire.
How'd that one go?
I'll play it later. But yeah, that one, never heard it on any album. Never was coming in the album. And then like I think he played.
Oh, no, was that like a somebody was recording in the studio with their hand?
Like the camera sticking out the front.
Nothing beats that video that somebody posted on. Like I think it was on like Instagram a long time ago. He was like, yeah, it was like when they were recording work. And he like posted it, and then like one of the people from OVO was like, "Yo, you need to pull this shit immediately." Like I was like the original, like the PND version of when it was just him and Drake. But shout out to PND, he has some good leaks too, you know.
He was leaking them himself. That was his leaks.
He had a whole Lucy catalog on SoundCloud.
You want to bring up the I don't know if you heard the story about that the legendary leak of this is when in his prime, like super hot T-Pain. And Usher and Michael Jackson, when he was on the 85 South, he told the story like he had the song Michael Jackson, it was ready to go. We had a whole hot song, and the nigga that was songwriter, he was the first clout chaser. The nigga leaked the song, the reference track of him, and then Michael's like, oh, I'm not doing the song. And then, nigga leaked YouTube was new, but he put it out and shit blew
that's
up.
That's funny. Before that, Michael could get that's on funny it. That Michael Jackson would be like, oh, this is leaked. I'm not doing it. You literally had somebody write your whole album. So
no, it wasn't even about the writing. It's the fact that like, yo, we had a whole rollout we wanted to do. I wanted to present it to the world.
It was the principle.
And also you were going behind our back. It was some shiesty, shady shit. Like you were being corny and thirsty. To like, yo, I got a song that I'm writing for Michael Jackson.
Mike was like, I'm above this. I paid $1 million a shirt.
He didn't abide by the rules of the NDA. Like you can't just leak this track that you got for Michael Jackson in the studio.
I'm out.
This nigga was never heard from again. Sent off somewhere. Michael got this nigga.
They got him from out there.
Somewhere.
they made him just WITSEC. They WITSEC, dude.
Budget cuts. Made that nigga disappear because he was looking funny in the light. But
man.
But you know who else is looking funny in the light? Julia Fox. Look, she's not Uncut Gem anymore. That's
bro, if I see any more damn articles or any more interviews with her, we don't care. Like, we really don't.
like.
But the tweets have been funny. The tweets have been hilarious about the comparison of her Uncle Jeff to her when Kanye got a hold of her. It is hilarious. The Seinfeld reference is hilarious. She's literally the definition of looking funny in the light. she don't look like when she was with Adam Sandler or The Weeknd or Travis Scott or Drake.
Also, go back to that Lucy discussion.
Or the billionaires that she's claimed that she's been with. She said she's been with all the billionaires her whole adult life. Like, all right, well, damn, Kanye, you know how to pick up.
I meant to mention one more Lucy. Summer 16 was a fire drink, Lucy. That was fire.
That never
made a brother.
You can't deny the impact of that because people all Summer 16, everybody was like using it, quoting it.
That's
like,
how they opened every single tour show.
That was fire. That was a hit leak. That was like a hit leak.
That was
like,
definitely a dope Lucy that he toured with. Like,
Lucy, not leak. That was a hit Lucy.
Yeah, he did Lucy out there. It sparked the whole Kanye and Drake.
Because his pool is bigger than Ye.
He was really offended by that.
Y'all want
Ye's pool is nice. Mine's as big as what I'm saying. Like, shit.
Got Kanye riled up. How you think he feels about Drake? Like, oh, yeah, I already seen that.
The article's hilarious. It was like, yeah, like, you know, Drake flew out to the pandemic, and then, like, they were dating for a little bit, and please, then...
cut the malarkey.
No, she thought they were dating.
I'm like, cut the malarkey. Like, can y'all stop with the Drake is dating people rumors?
Drake don't date none of these.
Kicks it with you. Takes you out to eat. That's it. Unless you have some real star like J-Lo, but because
Melissa Ford told the same exact story about she got with Drake like to thank me later era too.
Melissa Ford and Takara, which I always just that was disrespectful, but it was hilarious. Like, you really thought that Drake was like Drake was there to smash. Y'all were not in a relationship.
He dated my man's mom, Bryce's teammate's mom. No, like I said, it looks like big deal to y'all. To Drake, that's light. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, Orin, if you ever seen the movie,
it's
not
a date.
Well, Orin, if you ever seen the movie,
it was him going out to eat, and he wanted to eat in Dodger Stadium.
Russ, I don't know if you've ever seen this movie. This is straight out of the playbook. Orin, we've grown up with this movie. It's a movie called A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, starring Martin Lawrence. And then the movie, they had a bet like, oh yeah, I bet you can't hit it without saying I love you. Drake is absolutely the type to convince them that he actually likes them to hit he literally break that rule just to have the roster that he has, just to have the resume that he has.
Like, it's like that. That'd be like, oh. Like,
Drake will literally tell a girl what she wants to hear just so he can hit.
People don't understand, it's brackets to a lot of things. Like, so how you be like, man, no, I would never buy a girl a Chanel purse just to hit. But you would buy, like, you know, you would take her out to.
I bought this one a purse.
But you would keep track of it all. But
you
would take her out to Applebee's. Like, yeah, I was saying Applebee's. You know, Applebee's half off apps. Birkin bags of Drake are half off apps. It's like, I know what you look at as half off apps. What I look at is it's a Birkin bag because
it's all tricking. It's brackets.
Yeah, like I said, yeah. Like I said, what do you say? Benny House pigeon food.
Pigeon food.
It's been back since.
So you be like,
he's destroyed a lot of brands and stuff that people like. Like, damn, man, come on, why you gotta kill stuff we like?
Damn, we can't.
He's talking with Sheridan, and I was like, damn, man. I like it there.
Yeah,
if he killed the Doubletree, boy. Be a rap for a lot of people.
We all can't stay at private resorts, okay?
Get a room all you want. All right.
Is Drake responsible for people on Instagram trying to front and live beyond their means
if you're trying to keep up with Drake, you lost. Yeah, yell and scream all you want, you lost.
You lost.
Because the nigga can, not even off his own money, just off influence alone. Like, Katie got good money. Katie was like, man, in the laugh now, Carly, this nigga Drake had concept Mercedes Benzes. Like, he was just like, man, he was like, fam, this isn't money shit. This is, like, influence, like, and money. Like, then he can do what he wants.
That was a fire video, too.
That was an amazing video.
But Kanye, you know, Kanye is rattled. Pete Davidson is still safe.
He got AIDS.
Hey, man, I'm done.
Hey, man, listen.
All right, can we skip that.
We skip that. But I do want to say, Pete Davidson, this nigga is not showing up to a rehearsal. Like, she can be taking him on vacations on a random Wednesday, weekday. And as an SNL cast member,
let's go to the Maldives real quick.
Any episode, any SNL cast member, past, present, will tell you, fam, you can't fucking. Pete Davidson is white privilege. Like, Lorne Michaels will fire you if you take a 16 minute break on a 15 minute break. Like, nigga, you
but
are.
But imagine him being like, I don't care, my girlfriend's rich. Girlfriend, but again, imagine Pete Davidson giving a shit.
No,
like,
I don't
you
care.
Just don't care. Like, you,
no, that's great. I'm talking about the fact that Lorne won't fire this nigga. Like, he won't fire. I know Pete Davidson don't care they won't fire, but the fact that Lorne Michaels won't fire him, like, he's done everything that and just will not fire him. Does Kim Kardashian have something like, you better not fire my man or whatever? Like,
Kris Jenner made the call, bro.
Kris Jenner made the call. Yeah, that's a powerful family, boy. Like, they can convince Lorne just never to fire. But even before he got with Kim, that footage. There's new Pete Davidson clips of him either cracking jokes on Kanye or talking shit about Kanye on SNL. Just keep popping up everywhere. Like, man, like, he's been doing this for years, man. Talking, like, anytime Kanye would go on a crazy rant or when he first started wearing the MAGA hat.
Yep.
He had jokes with this nigga and he made his like own version of MAGA hat that said make Kanye 2006 again. He's been
I will say their whole like
trolling for years.
This whole like all their like relationship like their marriage is all the media now. It's just like, yo, some stuff y'all can keep like at home. Like, we don't need to know all that.
Okay, the last thing I'll say about this, like, hey man, this is just making me more of a fan of Kim because Kanye, she could definitely air you the fuck out.
She being nice, like she's like, yo,
she's
definitely keeping it cool on you, man. Like, she could air you. Talking about controlling narrative, but boy, she could air you the fuck out. Like, that whole even just him not being invited to the kids' birthday party, blah blah blah, or him buying a house, blah blah blah. Like, she hasn't said shit about none of this. Like, she could air you the fuck out if she wanted to, but she hasn't. Again, I all right.
Well, Kanye's up $10 billion, so you can't really.
But no, like, she her skim shit just got appraised $3 billion. They're billionaires.
He also said that's because of him.
$10 billion.
But again, that's the company. Like,
but again, I'm trying to figure out how is he controlling narrative. She hasn't painted a narrative.
She ain't done anything.
She hasn't.
She just responded to shit that you've done. Like, basically, it's been like, hey.
But no, legit, they be in interviews even before Pete Davidson. They was in interviews last night. So what about the divorce? She's like, yeah, you know, just.
Yeah,
you
like,
know.
Very, like low-key about it. Like, hey,
no,
like,
no. She's like, I'm not going to say what was the cause or whatever. Whatever the cause was, boy, you ain't coming back. But. Like she ain't for your money. Like, y'all are at a point where it's not about money. Like, it's not even about money at the point.
It's literally about, like,
she's just like, I'm not fucking with you.
I'm
no
not happy
more.
Like,
I'm not fucking. You can buy what you want. I can buy what I want. You gave me $1 million. I got $1 million. I can trust me. If I'm down bad, I can be like, hey yo, I can ask any brand for $1 million and they'll give me $1 million. Like, just for my post because my.
Because it's like
my
that.
Following is like that.
Yeah. Well,
so, but I'm just like, I'm like Kanye. She's being really nice to you, fam. Like, you're doing a lot. Like, you're egging somebody on that hasn't done anything.
This is how nice or possibly petty. Because I have the theory, and I stand on this, that, hey, listen, Kanye's been making it worse for, like, if you don't like Pete Davidson being with her. Fam, you made this relationship last longer than it was originally planned. I think Kim was originally just gonna use this nigga boy toy and toss him to the side. Kanye, but the fact that Kanye's been making this words like, oh, we gonna stay together just to keep.
No, like, but and the fact that Pete like, hey man, if you want me to leave, she's like, no, you don't gotta leave.
Yeah, it's one.
Like Pete probably done told her 17 times. Hey man, this is getting crazy. I don't get in.
That's cool.
No. You're good. No, you stay. He gotta go. Like, no. Like, he's probably got so many.
I believe that because I've been in those situations. Like, no, you want me? Like, no. Because it's like, oh, you only doing this cause just to get back in. Because I was literally, saying
I want to
leave a couple minutes ago. But now,
So
he's making it hard on himself. If he had just sat by and said nothing, too, Davidson would have came and went. That'd
have been a real quick. But,
like quick little thing, and it was over. Like,
nope. You keep egging it on. He be like, I like how music, like, he's probably like, I'll fuck with you.
I'm a fan.
Yeah,
he produced Kid Cudi's album? That, man,
when I went to dinner with y'all, I was excited that photo was, of yeah. him, Kid Cudi, and Kanye.
No, but the story of it is like he's like, man, I was excited to go to dinner with Cudi, and Cudi was like, yo, Kim and Kanye might come. He's like, okay, and then he's like, man, then Kanye started ordering everything, and I was like, shit, I'm paying for this, right? And like he's like, Kanye was like, give me this shit that ain't on the menu. Like, he's yeah. like, oh, shit. He's like, hey, I paid for it, right? And I guess that's when...
I saw that old interview that popped up with him talking about seeing Kim and Kanye, you know, for the first time. It's anything is just funny, him just speaking. He's spoken on them a lot in the past, more than we realized until they before they got together.
Because he was just a fan.
That's a nasty nigga. The nasty nigga, hey man. We seen it happen with Meek Mill and Safari, but yo, all right. So you want to talk? Speaking of Kanye, he's executive produced by Future. Executive produced by Future, boy. Future Hendrix is the executive producer of this album. How great!
He's dropping a new album.
Yeah, I just want to let Kanye
2/22.
I just want to let Kanye fans know. There's a couple reasons why the album's not coming on that date. Number one, that's Tuesday. Number two,
it's not
Kanye albums never come out when he gives you a date like that.
That's a waste of a date.
And another reason.
They're trying for 3/3/33.
Do y'all think Kanye and Future are ever going to sound good together? Because I don't. I heard a snippet.
It's supposed to be a collab joint?
If it's Future sounds, I'm pretty sure Future probably going to be featured on it. I'm good.
From what I've seen, the snippets or whatever, it looks like Future's going to be like featured
Antonio
on it.
Antonio Brown's going to be on it, right?
Oh, for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, he wasn't using him at all. He's definitely gonna Big Sean gonna keep him there. Around.
Everybody
long
that's been taking.
Oh, Big Sean's gonna.
Everybody,
be
that's, stop everybody that's forgiven. Big, that's forgiven Kanye during this time will be on the album.
Oh wow. All right.
So predictions for this album.
Release date August. Album will come out in August.
But he has the artwork that says that's the twos on it, and
he's gonna give y'all one listening session. You ain't gonna see Kanye till the summer.
He's gonna give you a bunch of listening sessions for sure. He's gonna give you one a month. It ain't gonna be a rollout like that.
We gotta wait for Justin LaBoy tweets to let us know what's going on.
So you we gotta wait for Justin LaBoy send off.
I said, Kanye got the nastiest media team. You got Justin LaBoy keeping in tune with that.
He got the best of
with the young crew. Got Jason Lee putting out his own all the Kanye narratives. I'm like, oh man,
the messiest of the mess. Like, yo.
Man, the only media team that's better is Gilly and Wallow, man. Hey man, cause I'm gonna keep it a buck. We talked about it on the pod. Like, hey man, Bobby Smurda shit wasn't clicking, but ever since he did the Wallow and Gilly joint, mm-hmm. everybody fuck with that song.
Like I told everybody before, Bobby Smurda. Because when I looked into it, and people explained it, it makes sense. Like the original plan, like when they first got together, like him and like Roddy was supposed to be the one supposed to pop, and then Bobby was just like, oh, he kind of got lucky with Hot Nigga, and then just kind of took off. I'm like,
oh, same thing with the Fetty Wap story. He's man supposed to pop first.
Because one is still making
same good Nelly story. Then, I guess Nelly got to go first.
But yeah, man.
That's but no, I I'm happy for Bobby. Cause yeah, for sure. Especially like, and even Cameron said in his freestyle, like, yo, if it ain't Nori or Gilly, like, you owe me $100K for an interview. But like, nah, like, Gilly and Wallow definitely broke that record. Like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Because it like even the dancing, them fucking around, and just him just talking about everything. Like the clips that if you haven't watched it in its totality, like it's, the clips are all over on TikTok.
It's a very high energy, intense interview. Yeah,
I applaud it for it because it was a really honest, you know, interview, and, mm-hmm. and he was just saying like, man, look, man, he did 7 years. His main focus of getting out was for damn sure wasn't music. I'm gonna get out with this whole. I'm about to drop this. No, he was
saying that. Even though at the time he was saying like, oh yeah, he had a lot of hits that he was gonna drop when he got out. He's been working on a lot of hits, so he kind of said the opposite in the interview.
Yeah, because he was just like, because it's different when you get out, especially after sitting down for 7 years. Meek said it was different for him sitting down for 5 months. For 5 months, yeah, all right, I guess I can, you know, but 7 years? Yeah, seven years?
That's crazy. Whew, imagine.
For some shit that you could have snitched and not did any time at your peak.
You could have meccaed?
At your peak. I could have just been like, yo, that was my man. Nah, he was like, nah.
2014, what a year.
He was like, all right, let's do splits. Like, nah, like, you know, you got to respect it. But, yeah, nah. But he was like, all right, but this one's going to be that. So, I think, and then Gilly and Waller definitely helped push it with them jokes. Them being at their peak and who they are. And it was, you know, the funny, like, how funny they are and joking around. And, you know, and now I'm seeing the challenge, or now I'm seeing a bunch of like TikTokers and all this stuff. And you're like, hey man, they fucking with this one. they fucking with
okay.
this.
Okay, so with that being said, now with this newfound after watching the interview and the outlook and understanding his perspective, like, how well do you think he's gonna do in the set when he drops? You think he's gonna drop it? An album? Will people care when the album comes out?
No, I'm sorry.
No.
He's not gonna do a Gunna numbers.
he's never been that guy for a project drop.
He was building up to a big project drop. People were anticipating it. I remember.
He should stick to singles. He's a single guy.
I mean, so, I guess it's what he got. And it pushes. Like, if he didn't go to jail, his album would have actually been able to drop. Because he was looking forward to being album artist, but now it's like, yeah, well, now you got it. Now you just got to be single.
That would have did how the Weeknd did.
Any new updates on the Weeknd?
Gonna be him third weekend, second week.
Boy, they compare, like, they saying Gunna out here beating YoungBoy numbers on that.
Oh
shit.
YoungBoy,
Gunna winning with this project, cause goddamn.
Like I was saying before, the whole Billboard thing, they even said, like, people, like, they said the Weeknd's team's been doing like some real like nasty stuff. I think Academics was like,
we've seen it.
Academics is like, they're like posting all these random stats, like, bro, y'all lost. Like, stop. Like, just move on. But back to the Bobby thing. Bobby's keep doing a couple walkthroughs. You know,
keep doing the club appearances
here and there. You be all right.
Oh no, he don't have the club appearances live. You get that.
The crazy about the Weeknd thing, they're like, man, we actually paid a lot of money for his outfits.
A lot of money went into this,
and he lost to Gunna.
No, the album budget was crazy for this.
You, like, talking about, we had to pay Jim Carrey. You know how much we gave Jim Carrey?
You know what that invoice was looking like?
You know how much Daft Punk charges for a beat? We had them do the whole shit. Like, you know how much we paid for this album for it not to do shit? They was done.
Recoupable expenses. Now we ain't gotta hurry up and drop that third one. And now you gotta deal with. I'm seeing this theory because
they did not bet it all on Tenfold. They didn't. They lost.
With Gunna, because we all remember the beginning where it was like, you know, when it was Baby and Gunna. And people were like, oh yeah, Gunna, they're about to be necking it. And then Baby just, you know, took off, and then Gunna was in dust. And then it was like, yo, people weren't talking about Gunna as much. And it was like, oh man. But then now seeing Gunna have this newfound hanging in there, he hung in there.
He dropped at the right time.
He got a great win. It's not like he dropped an album that did good numbers on a random week. No, he did it.
He's, like I said,
he beat the Weeknd like that. That's not a regular number one.
Then he turned around and damn near beat the YouTube King on his fourth week. you only did 78. I did 71. This is your debut after you getting out of jail and you're the YouTube King.
Yeah.
And I damn near beat you on my fifth week. All off of Pushing P and Pussy Power.
now he's created things that are like, well, he ain't created, but like now he put things that become culturally relevant because of Gunna.
Got a Nike deal out of it too.
So now with Gunna, now I'm seeing the theory that, okay, because people obviously are fucking with the album. People say, hey, so Baby, they're saying like Baby is the better rapper. And Gunna is the better album artist.
I agree with that.
Have you seen this? No. Seen this take?
No, I haven't seen that take. And if that is a take,
it's not a bad take. Like, Gunna's album, like, they constructed a great album.
I don't think he has a better album than My Turn.
My Turn is
My Turn the original, or My Turn like the deluxe?
Both.
Because I like the deluxe better than the original.
Either or. He only added like four songs.
Yeah, those four songs made a difference.
No, it didn't.
Well, yeah, and also, it's still too early because your Gunna's album just came out. But over time, we'll see like how that ages.
I can wholeheartedly listen to My Turn.
You can listen to my, because I'm not speaking in terms of like my personal opinion. Consensus.
Consensus. I guess what you just said with the consensus is, but. If we're talking albums, if we break down these both albums, My Turn is way better than anything that Gunna's produced, period. Whether it's 1-0, whether it's DS4, 3-2-1, like it's no. I don't think he's a better album artist. He's not a better feature artist. We know that.
Well, we know. That's why I was saying
but if we're talking. He's not even a better snippet artist.
Baby's definitely a better singles artist, feature artist,
snippet artist. Yeah, album-wise,
album, Gunna's pretty good. Gunna's not bad. Like this album proved that he's a pretty good album artist. He can put together a good album.
Let's compare. So are we talking all his albums? Or are we just considering this his album?
I'm considering this album what he's become, like where he's mm-hmm. at now versus where Baby is at now.
Yeah, so
as an album artist, because my turn. We can reach back and get and look at My Turn. Stands.
Well, no, that was Baby's last album. Was My Turn?
Okay.
And DS4 is, but we're not. So we're discounting all the other DS1, 2, and 3. That was an album Gunna, right?
Is
that what you're saying, or is that
what we're saying currently as an album artist?
Even album artists, if we're looking at the Durkin Baby album versus DS4.
Gunna's album more than the Durkin Baby because I don't go back to that as much.
I go back to a couple records.
I only go back for a few certain songs.
The fact that it was a year ago and it was a split album. Mm-hmm. Shows you, and I'm sure Baby dominated the records that you go back to, and this
for
album
sure he dominated. Yeah.
And this album that we're talking about came out 3 weeks ago.
I mean, I'm saying because you asked me. I'm not gonna.
I'm not knocking your opinion. I'm just saying, no, Baby's the better album artist.
Yes, you believe he's the better album artist. I believe Gunna is up. It's neck and neck for me. I actually like
based
Gunna,
off of his most recent.
Currently. I'm talking about comparing the most recent.
Based off his most recent output. Yeah. You know.
I think Gunna has a great future as an album artist. I'm actually looking forward to it. So
I wonder if we have any more Gunna and Baby collab tapes because their first one was cool.
That's another one. Do you think Gunna and Baby will?
From what I've seen of Baby, it's him being really like grateful for what Gunna contributed to his career and how it started his career and taught him how to rap. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Yo, I don't know how to really put records together," and Gunna show him how to put records together
because Baby was in the streets for real. Make too much money. Young Thug had to convince. He had to pay Baby to not be in the streets.
No, it literally took him like 3 Breakfast Club interviews for him to say. Alright, I'm out the street. Like his first one when he was with I think he was with QCP or whatever, he was like, nah, I'm still doing alright. His second one
was he still in the streets when he Drip Too Hard was out?
Yes.
It was before or after, yes indeed.
his second, these are both like, his second one, he was like, they was like, "Baby, get out the streets." And then his last one, he was like, "Yeah, I'm out the streets." it took him 3 Breakfast Club interviews for him to be like, "Yo, I'm doing 200 occasions."
So you don't think Baby realized how famous he is? Like how long do you think it took him to realize how famous he is that he don't have to do this?
It took him 3 Breakfast Club interviews.
Do you think Lil Baby's tours versus Bobby Shmurda tour? Bobby Shmurda goes on tour. Who's selling the tickets?
Oh man,
who's going to the Bobby Shmurda concert? That's a club appearance concert. He's at the convention center. He's at the Pantages.
Oh man,
Pantages. Don't tell me Target Center. Ooh,
I guarantee you when Bobby Shmurda's in town, if you were doing Uber, your Uber numbers are down, and they ain't going there, brother.
But little baby just solidified. He can do best of both worlds. He does club appearances, street club appearances, and a concert. Okay, here's a more fair comparison: Little Baby or Rod Wave. You saw what Rod Wave did.
Hey, that's kind of tough because Rod
got Little Baby's very popular among in this culture.
So right? I think Baby could do the Armory the way Rod Wave did the Armory, and I only me seeing what Rod Wave did at the Armory.
So Rod Wave did more than I expected at Armory, but they're both Armory.
Could Baby go further than that? Yeah, that's kind of tough.
I feel like he could if he like partnered up with somebody else. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, Rod, was just Rod.
Yeah, right.
It was Rod at the Armory. Dolo. So that, they went nuts.
That was crazy.
That was nuts. But for Baby to do like XL or Target Center like that, he definitely need to partner. Even Rod would need to partner with somebody.
Lil Baby beat The Weeknd when he drops the third?
Oh, 10,000%.
Absolutely. Baby's numbers can
beat The Weeknd. Boy, Lil Baby's singles numbers. If Baby drops a single when
that's just blasphemous. Beat The Weeknd in singles? Now you're going too far. We ain't talking about singles. The Weeknd and singles. Cindy Lauper part two? What do you
mean? He got Kanye on this. He got Kanye, Antonio Brown, and fucking Drake on this single. That shit still,
Julia Fox in back of the
Still ain't. Weeknd, you lost. Come back to us, man. Just come back. Just come back, man.
No, but he's still obligated to give us one more 80s album. You got to do the trilogy. You got to beat the trilogy.
It didn't work. Cash. This is me. Cash. This is me asking you, pleading with you. Just tell him, come back, man.
He asked me to.
Y'all made y'all pop money. Y'all got it.
No, what did Kobe say? More records. How many records can I break? More records.
Y'all got the records. Y'all got the blacks. Y'all got it. Come back to us, man. Like I said, you seen the social media response. You got to see firsthand. People weren't fucking with it, man. Like y'all kept this so secret. Y'all could have leaked all this shit because y'all kept this so secret. Like it was gonna be the most amazing thing, and then it wasn't.
No, someone, a friend of mine, she sent me, she heard The Weeknd slander, and she sent me a lyric. Hey man, Weeknd was getting this shit off and winning these Nickelodeon awards, which is no surprise to y'all. But like, the shit that was on Loft Music, this line right here. The only girls that we fuck with seem to have 20 different pills and like yo, that is some wild shit. Like yo, she was like, where was Me Too when this happened? He said, what's good, young ho, you about it? he was getting some shit off on Loft Music. That is crazy. Like that fact, and then winning a Nickelodeon Teen Choice Award.
Shout out to Teen Choice Award.
Because when she sent me that, I sent back a picture of The Weeknd Teen Choice Award winner. I was like, and this is what he got. They didn't know what the fuck this thing was talking about. So Weeknd's next move isn't to go. We want him to go back to Beauty Behind the Madness,
but he won't. So.
But he won't.
He's coming back, man. They seen him.
But he has a contractual application to give us this one last hit job. Then we can see. Yeah.
No, we don't.
According to the labels,
he thought he had one.
Nigga, we got to recoup. Jim Carrey is asking where the money is.
We lost. we went with you. We lost.
Man, you don't have control over that. Like,
man,
that man signed to. Hey man, that's a great what if series. What if Weeknd never left the OVO? That's a great
what if series.
never left his affiliation with OVO. What if OVO XO stayed and there was no departure?
Oh, The Weeknd would be one of the biggest artists in the world because I guarantee. Because right after when Starboy was around, it was like their reconciliation, right? Him and Drake. Yep. He would have been up. He would have been up from there. If he just stayed that way.
But my what if is like, what if there was no reconciliation need to be had? What if there was never a departure to begin with?
Nah, well then like, we would. I don't think we got Beauty Behind the Madness.
He was heading in that direction when he was giving us greatness with Drake. When they was working together, he wasn't giving us like he wasn't heading in that. Like, where else would he have headed?
I think he needed that dark time.
Are you telling me he wasn't on coke when he made Thursday?
I think
he made House of Balloons. What do you think was in those balloons, Orin?
What
do you think that they smoked?
Before that, all I heard was Live For, which I like that Drake record, but
wow.
But
I've never heard anybody say that. Live For, or what are you doing?
that was the trajectory of him and OVO.
And I'm not even saying like them, like everything he does is with Drake, but like if they were into, like they were a team, like they weren't always collabing.
I'm just saying, last thing I seen before Beautiful and Madness was Live For, and which I liked. Drake.
I'm not talking about the collaborations, though.
No, I'm just saying that was the sound.
Are you saying their collabs would have been trash after they wouldn't give us no?
It'd have been like, hey, put a verse right here, or put a this is not now. Nah, he needed that dark time. He needed to hear the booze from T-Russ about Live For.
But everybody has it. No one bats 100% on every song because statistically, Weeknd and Drake statistically is way higher. The average is way higher. That's the one bad one.
I'm saying the
averages, you know, law of averages is what.
I think Wale and J. Cole bat 100%.
Oh no, I didn't say bat 100% in collabs. I'm saying bat 100% in songs in general. But yeah, no, in averages, there's some people who have not yet to miss that have done like three collaborations and have done well. But
mm-hmm. Kendrick and Baby Keem now,
Cole and Miguel, even though y'all ain't like come through and chill, they got one.
I feel like Drake and Ross haven't missed, in my opinion.
Drake and Ross,
out there.
Drake and Ross,
money in the grave, wasn't that though?
That actually sounds great now. That shit hit.
That's only time Ross.
They still play it in the club.
That's only time Ross might
not during prime hours, but they play it.
I don't want to project. Put my money in the
It's too late now. I would have wanted it like in Take Care of Time. At the point now, it's like nah.
Yeah, because like if they tried to do Take Care of Part Two, boy, that shit's gonna be the biggest letdown. They get together,
because Ross's last output was lackluster.
Yeah, and now the bag is different now from 2011 to where, because the Weeknd, yeah, you can get him, Drake can get him for dirt cheap now, but now where he's at, like the Eagles and Clyde, budget cuts, can't do it.
And like I said,
even though Universal will pay Drake anything he wants,
everybody that I know that were Ross fans of Ross's last output, Richer Than I've Been, was like, this isn't sounding extravagant enough. Mind you are richer than you ever been, but like
some, he told you like 50 times. 50,
yeah, no, he let me know.
You know he's richer than he's ever been at this
but,
point.
But some, but like, man, like, well, damn, well, be broke again. Tell us about, because you're not telling us about nothing dope. Like you used to tell us about shit that just sounded amazingly luxurious. Yeah. Like,
Even simple shit like food.
Man,
he talked about spaghetti bowls on them.
The way he says scallops is crazy. Why? Hot take, not a hot take. Scallops are wild trash.
Cold take.
Yeah. Please, that was wild.
There are a lot of people that would agree with that.
Scallops sounds good. It sounds expensive, and it
sounds
expensive.
Lavish.
It is expensive, but them shit's wild trash.
Oh, you know what they made sound lavish, but it's like because the name makes it sound that way. But calamari, like fam, that shit right there.
That's just wild trash.
That's wild trash. Oh, the Olive Garden. Talk about pigeon food. That is.
Oh, obviously, hey Drake, if you ever want to shit on something else, please Olive Garden, get it out of here.
That's like getting Applebee's out of here at this point. Like, yeah, you know, hey, people kill it all the time.
Hey, no Olive Garden slander on my way.
Hey, oh, no, stop it. Yeah. What about Red Lobster? Is it open season?
I got food points for Red Lobster once, so yeah. You can put them in the dirt.
Learn something new about Russ every week.
The biscuits is fire, but man, yeah.
Man, I was
saying, I can't cancel the biscuits, man.
No, me and Meeks was talking about it. I'm like, man, growing up, we can afford it or whatever to have Red Lobster. So we used to look at Red Lobster like, yo, that gotta be the shit. And then, you know, I grew up, you know.
It's not that expensive.
Got a couple dollars. I thought I used to have to have, you know, a bag on me. Yeah, no, the endless shrimp ain't inexpensive. And that shit wild trash. These weak ass shrimp. I'm like, oh, get the fuck. Like, I had it with her. I'm like, this shit is.
It's just a fancy Joe's Crab Shack.
Oh, my goodness, man. Like, man, y'all really charging me like this? Man,
it's Joe's Crab Shack with a wait staff that dresses with dignity.
Y'all need. They need to have endless shrimp all year round because this shit's wild trash. Like, no, the biscuits are dope.
The biscuits is better than the food.
Better than
everything. So, remember everything Great Taste? Great Taste, like, yo, they should give the shrimp for free and make it charge for the biscuits.
Yeah. Swap that smooth out. Yeah,
ain't nobody trying to.
And also, too, other places are really caught up, like, with their seafood, too. So, it's like, yo, I can go to, like, fucking Texas Roadhouse and get way better seafood than
Texas Roadhouse. Best
catfish.
Don't ever disrespect Texas Roadhouse. Please,
I was going to say, don't talk about Texas Roadhouse like Texas Roadhouse ain't nice. Yeah, don't do
this.
Don't just throw their name in there like you're like, I go to Texas Roadhouse. No, Wildfire.
Best dinner rolls in the game. With the butter.
That butter. Them fresh buns in that butter.
Oh, man. The smother.
You mess around, get full, and you be like, oh, shit, I ain't even.
Yo, back when I was in my food picture taking days and all that stuff on Instagram, like back in that 2013, 2014, like, yo, I was at that Texas Roadhouse. They had the great angles. The food looked luxurious.
That was a fifth finger death because, you know, if you made it through the first four.
I think you're the Texas Roadhouse.
You, hey.
Hey. You know what time it is. I ain't put you in the picture. It's just, this is my food right now. They need to see how I'm eating right now. Shout out to Texas Roadhouse, man.
Definitely fire. Yeah, I don't know where our listeners are, but if you're ever in Minnesota, and yeah, you should definitely. Trust me, they open at 4 o'clock. It's going to be a wait. It don't matter if it's a Tuesday. No matter what. I wanted to take my mom one time. Like, oh, yeah, all day. I'm paying up. Let's go to Texas Roadhouse, man. We were on a Tuesday right when they opened, boy. We was waiting.
I went so long without having Texas Roadhouse that I got my mom a gift card for Christmas thinking that I'm grabbing a Texas Roadhouse card. I was actually grabbing the other one. What was the steakhouse?
Outback.
I ended up grabbing it. I was like, oh, fuck. It's a $50 card. Shit. I didn't realize until after I had.
that would be the only thing that's worth something. Yeah, Texas Roadhouse will definitely run you up. But now Meeks, she put me on a catfish. I didn't know a catfish was like that.
Oh, man.
It's like that.
Oh my god!
I went there and got steaks. And I was like, oh no, the cabin's like this. Oh, y'all got a menu. Hey,
Orin knows how I am about to go box. Listen, I ordered to go box, but the food didn't make it to the go box. Well, the Texas Roadhouse is like that.
And if you don't know, Brandon legit will take anything on.
Like, just like me.
Everything. Oh yeah, you actually holla the exact same.
Yeah. I'm putting it into the go box and it's barely anything in the go box.
And no, Russ does the same thing, but Russ does it with like pretzels. It, like, yo, let me box this. Let me take this last B does it like burgers. There's only a bite left. There's only two bites left of the burger. Brandon's gonna take a bite out of the two bites that was left in the burger and like keep it like
that.
Like,
burger needs to know it's not over with.
I guess, yeah.
This is a medium.
But yeah, man. Oh man, we what are we talking about? Super Bowl predictions?
Oh yes.
We gotta recap last weekend. That was a fight. That was a dope football
weekend. They're calling it the greatest.
I was off on all my
football weekend of games. Oh, yeah, like,
it was all upsets. All my wants. Like we talked about all my wants.
From an unbiased perspective, like, sorry to people whose teams lost, but, you know, if, like, from an unbiased, like, it was, like, one of the best games.
It was fire.
All the fire. Underdogs won. Like,
that was crazy. Everybody's prediction got fucked up.
All I want to say is when the people had the conversation about how, like, Aaron Rodgers caused a lot of drama with the Packers with very little production as far as, like, actual playoff success, I was like, damn, that's kind of accurate. Cause I'm like, yo, he ain't won a Super Bowl since, like, I was like a freshman in college.
I'm like, didn't he?
Damn.
His last one was 2010.
2010, bro. And the only reason they won that is because I think, like, they barely won that one.
We're not going to say that.
Hey, man. Context matters.
No, don't. Because other than that, Brady's first three four rings, dang near, don't matter.
The only Brady ring I'm against is when he beat the Eagles. So I feel you on that one.
Them first three rings, Adam Vinatieri knocked that. Yeah, he got him in field goal range. But, you know what I mean? He only averaged like 130 or 140, 150 yards them first three rings. Like I said, but we're not. That was also he has seven of them.
That was also the era too when like most quarterbacks didn't really play well at Super Bowls. Like most quarterbacks around that time.
Which era? Which are you talking about?
In the first three Super Bowls that Brady won, I guarantee the opposing quarterback had easily 200-300 yards.
Oh yeah, we can always pull up the games and see who you played in the first three.
I know it wasn't the Eagles one because McNabb was trash.
McNabb, that was 2005 or something like that. 2004.
That was 2004-05 season.
We can talk about the Rams one when he beat the Rams. Okay. You don't think Kurt Warner had 200 something yards? The greatest show on turf. You don't think he had 200 something yards? 300 yards probably easy.
I was more or less talking about quarterbacks that won those Super Bowls back. They were kind of like not really like
no,
but the ones
okay,
that won.
Okay, it's hard to win in the Brady era. But all right, we can talk about the ones that won. I'm sure they threw Brady legit was only averaging like 150 yards them first.
What Peyton Manning averaged when he his last one?
I thought
the Broncos.
even the one with the Broncos, he had more than 124 yards. I think Brady had like 124 yards. I'm gonna see
because I remember that one. They ran the ball like 80% of the game.
Yeah, I remember Peyton being a non-factor for most of the game.
No, he was a factor.
He made his contribution, but it wasn't like no.
All right, how many yards did my dog Peyton?
Peyton had, let's see, in his
last Super Bowl.
Let's see, Peyton had. Hold on.
Russ checking the ingredients.
I'm sure it was more than 124. I can tell you that Tom Brady had 124 in two of his first two Super Bowl wins.
Peyton had 141.
Yep, and exactly. More than 124. That's what I told you.
And Brady had 124 in his first two Super Bowl wins.
He was like,
he wasn't no fucking rookie. Don't ever say he was a fucking rookie. No,
he was young.
He was Coley Bailey. He was just a baby. He was just a kid. He was just a kid, Warren. Yeah. He was just a kid. He was like Tyler the Creator. He was just a kid all the way up into his 30. He was just a kid.
He was Wiz Khalifa, best new artist. He was
5-year rookie.
Her best new artist.
Best new artist.
Yeah.
Grammys. Yeah. Grammys coming up. I predict her. That's all I predict. Best new artist. She won.
But going back to the whole Brady thing. I thought they were gonna win last week. They obviously didn't. I thought Aaron Rodgers was gonna win. He obviously didn't. No, actually, the Niners actually won that game.
That was a great night.
I told y'all who I wanted to win, and I told y'all who was gonna win.
The only game I was like actually like hoping this team won and they didn't was probably the Bills because I was like, yo, Josh Allen, he won me fantasy this year, so I was my guy, and I was just like, man,
Brady's. Well, I thought we were gonna talk about Brady's retirement, but.
He was testing the water, trying to see who was going to say what. We didn't put that out there.
Yeah, that wasn't street saw the reaction. Me.
Yeah, he threw it out there to see who talking spicy.
Y'all need me.
People had jokes for other quarterbacks.
He was definitely looking at the quarterback, and I was like, you were talking. All right. So. Nah, I ain't. But
I low-key still think he's probably gonna retire. But
you don't think he leaked that and then just to test the water?
No, that's what I said.
I thought you were joking. I didn't know if you meant
it. No, he leaked that
because he legit said like he doesn't want a farewell tour because he's
a distraction to the game.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want that.
Brady's talking about something being a distraction.
That's some shit I don't believe. But I think he definitely is like, all right, let me. Let's figure out what's up next.
What's the cap looking like?
He might try to duck training camp. Like, this is a Brett Favre move on. I don't really want to go to training camp. Like, I got a house building in Miami. I mean, I don't really want to do the hard shit. I don't want to be a workout warrior that I've been for all these years. Like, I'm just gonna come in this year chill. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna come, last minute. We still don't know what's going on with Tom Brady. Fourth game of the preseason.
For all the people that jumped the gun when they heard the news of Brady's retiring,
I definitely did.
And that's why this next one's for you, Brady. You made a fool of me. Tell me why. Shout out to all the loving basketball fans out there.
I do want to see what they do, because like I know as far as like cap goes, like they said, like they're kind of in a position where like because they got to pick Godwin, but like you know he just tore his ACL, so
like Brady don't care about no money, man.
Bunch of guts.
Like Brady be like, all right,
I think Gronk's waiting too. Like, yo, what am I gonna do? Cause you come back, I come back. If you leave, I'm retiring. Like
Gronk don't retire for that same reason. Like years ago, he was like,
he kept it real. Like I want to play the time. That's it. Yeah.
If Tom ain't playing, I ain't playing. Whatever.
So Gronk will retire if Brady does
for
retire.
The second time. Imagine a tight end retiring twice. Like Gronk retired the first time after Brady left. I ain't blaming Brady. Whatever. And Brady was like, "Hey, yo, come to town real quick. I'll get some incentives. You know, to give you a couple million." Shit.
That's a funny story because what really happened was because once they traded Brady, they were gonna try to trade Gronk to the Lions, and he was like, "Nah, I'm just gonna
retire."
He was an analyst, and he was like, "Nah, I'm just gonna retire. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm out.
I'm out." He retired. It was over for a year or for a few months, and then he's like, "I'll come out." And then Brady's like, "Hey, yo, we can get you over here." And he was like, "I come out of retirement." He retired because he wasn't about to fucking go to Detroit. He wasn't about to. He's like, "Nigga, that nigga was partying. He was kicking it. He wasn't. Nah." He's like, "All right, well, and Brady won't be back. I'll be back. Don't worry about it. I'll be back as long as Brady's time back." So I think Brady would definitely.
Okay, so you think Brady? Okay, so
I think he'll be back. I think he just doesn't want to be a workout warrior this offseason.
What do we think? What do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do? Because they're in a weird. Okay, so like I didn't know how the Packers don't have like any money cap wise. So like they can't get Devontae back because he wants too much money. Aaron Rodgers on like he's supposed to make like what 50 something next year. So I'm like, yo, I think what they're going to do honestly is they're going to be like, he's like, "Hey, we had a good run. Y'all trade me somewhere."
Nah, I think at this point they done with this shenanigans. Yeah. Cause they were done with Brett shit too. Yeah. Like, all right, man.
Look, you doing a lot of shit, but we ain't really doing
it. No, man. Brett Favre, I never let that nigga slide for how many times he retired, how many times he press conference again, us to
Brett,
death.
Like I said, like Brady's pulling a Brett. Like, I don't want
to. No, he got to do it eight times in order to catch up to Brett.
Yeah, no, Brett was like, "Man, I'm not. Dude, let me just play football. I'm not doing the offseason. I'm not doing the OTAs. I'm not doing, like, kiss my ass. Like, I don't give a shit about that. I can throw the ball. I know how the game go. I'm fucking 40. I've been playing the game since I was 12. Like, I know how the game go. I'm not fucking, I don't need conditioning. Kiss my ass." like, he was done with it. And I think Brady's probably done with now. Brady's probably realized, like, "I'm done with this conditioning shit. Like, I know how the game go. Like, I can throw it. I'm gonna keep my throwing arm in shape. Yeah, I'm done with it." Aaron Rodgers, like I said, "Hey man, they gonna be like, 'Aaron, we done with your fake vaccination shit. Just tell us like Brett did that you don't want to fucking do the off season. Like, jeez. But if you don't want to, all right, man." Broncos are gonna take them.
It's just the past couple years has been the same exact thing. Like they have a good season, they're like number one or number two seed. They go to the playoffs. They get out early.
But,
like, you know what I mean?
Unlike Brett though, it's hard to cut somebody that's an MVP.
And you're still at the top of your game too.
Like Brett was down bad.
When
they was like, "We gotta go, Aaron. We're going, Aaron, nigga. Fuck you. You're down bad." Aaron Rodgers is about to be an MVP again. What is it? Five MVPs?
I think
four MVPs.
They're gonna give it to Tom or him.
They're giving it to Aaron.
If they give it to Aaron, that would make what's the record? Who has the most MVPs?
I don't think anybody has six. There might be a couple tied for five, but I don't think anybody has six.
Okay, so there's a tie.
I think Peyton got five. I think Tom got four. I think this would be Aaron Rodgers' fourth or fifth. But yeah, it's a quarterback regardless.
Yeah, but nobody has six.
I don't think nobody has six.
Nobody has six.
I don't think nobody has six MVP.
So if Aaron Rodgers can get to six,
how many?
Let me see. Hold on.
Peyton Manning has the most.
Yeah.
Most winning quarterback.
Hey man, y'all know how I feel about Peyton Manning. Best quarterback of all time.
The face of Papa John's.
Shaq is the face of Papa John's. Don't put my guy Peyton.
Yeah,
Peyton got five. So five is the max, and this would be Aaron Rodgers' fourth, right?
Yeah.
So like I said, still gonna catch the goat.
Still chasing ghosts. Chasing goat.
Yeah. But yeah, nah, man. So yeah. So we'll see.
We're going to find out by Monday.
Tom
says reporting by Monday.
Hell no.
So Super Bowl predictions.
Tom going to chill this one out.
Since it's a two-year anniversary, I guarantee. So just like I was in 2020, it was our first. It's going to be the rematch of that Super Bowl, and it's the Niners versus the Chiefs.
Oh, wow.
And I got the Niners winning that one this time. Because think about the last one.
Do you think this was fixed?
we fixed it. It was on us.
Somebody made a really good point. Pat Mahomes is not.
They heard the pot.
He has yet to play good in the Super Bowl. Like, if you really think about it, because he didn't play that well in the first one they won.
Neither did Tom Brady, but, you know, he got seven.
And then he didn't play.
124.
He didn't play that well in the 24. Last year either. So I'm like, you know, and I like the Niners, man. They might be one of those teams of destiny this year where it's like you get hot at the right time.
All right. Today, I'm going with Joe Burrows because it's my dog. I think he's
shout out to Joe, man. Tore his ACL last year, came back this year strong. Yeah,
10,000%. And I'm going with the Rams, man. So I'm going with Bengals-Rams for the Super Bowl.
Do you have a winner out of the two?
I'm kind of torn because I want OBJ to get one and I want Big Joe. I want Joe to win one. So I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you know me, I'm Mr. Consistency. You know, Chiefs is always my backup. It's always my backup team. Just rolling with Chiefs. You know, no matter who you put in front of them. Chiefs all day. Also, I didn't like how Brady did my guy last time they saw each other. So I think they need their revenge. People starting to forget, man. But also the Bengals, hey, I want to salute the Bengals, man. Salute the Bengals this year. It's been
both.
I know.
Gambo, who you?
No, I said salute. I just want to salute them. It's an honorable
mention.
I said honorable mention. I can't give honorable mention. Honorable mention, like, you know, what they did, man. That's a great underdog. I feel like whoever goes to the Super Bowl, the underdog's winning. I'm taking the underdog. Whoever the underdog is.
Yeah.
That's gonna be good.
I feel like it's gonna be an underdog year.
This is a good playoffs overall because it's like, you know, we didn't, like, it was pretty wide open as far as, like, you know.
Y'all snuck in.
Hey, man.
I mean, y'all snuck in. You should talk about that.
I'm good.
You're not proud of that?
Mind y'all, let's go back for the last, like, five episodes that Russ is like, we suck. I don't care. I'm not watching. And for the last five
I told everybody was going to happen soon.
From the start of the season, he said he was fucking done with his own team. Yeah, and y'all snuck in the playoffs. You should be happy about that.
We snuck in just because the division was horrible. So it's like
division's
trash. You're
saying by default, saying they're paper.
No, they weren't paper champions because the Cowboys got in. Y'all got in because you guys won enough games.
No, we got in because they added an extra spot for the playoffs. If they would have done the regular format, we would have not been there. Let's keep it real.
The Vikings didn't get in.
The Vikings were bad like us too. Like,
no, the Vikings,
don't point at me like that. We know their quarterback
just played a little less worse than ours did. Like, my whole thing with the Eagles too was just like, I didn't have faith because I was like, okay,
so you should be happy. Why are you not happy?
All right. Not really, because
anyway, all right, cool.
We should have tanked our season. We could be higher, so our draft pick could be a little bit higher. We got a lot of picks going this year. Some we gonna trade for Russell Wilson. Then I'll be.
Oh, y'all want Russell?
We're going to get Russell, bro.
He's going to Minnesota. Just like how.
Boy, they're going to re-sign Kirk Cousins. You already know that.
Oh, God. We were just talking last week about how Vikings might get a.
Episode
2-year anniversary. It started in 2020. So many twos. Shout out to all our Baltimore listeners. We don't know how y'all pronouncing that. I also want to shout out to myself for my tweet and Facebook both taking off when I wrote that. Because niggas knew exactly what I was talking about. Because I want to know how you say 2022. I would love to hear it.
With a Baltimore accent.
That'd be hilarious. But for nostalgia. Hey man, I want to say I see what's going on. There's some money laundering going on or something. TDE, I know what you're doing. I went on Apple Music. Y'all took all the SZA music off Apple Music.
Oh shit!
They accepting bags from Spotify exclusive. I already know what's happening because I was going to go revisit that album and talk about it for nostalgia. But I will. It is what it is because Spotify. Hey man, I don't really. I mean, if y'all want to give us a bag, I ain't gonna say
we love Spotify over here.
But I know that there's an exclusive coming. They got a get all the funds together for when Kaepernick leaves. since it's a new leader, she jumped ahead of everybody. Of TD.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. You know, she's next in line.
I didn't want Reason to run the whole lab.
Hey, man, listen. Reason, you've been doing enough.
Y'all ain't Reason to be the face.
Reason. Hey, there's a bunch of shit I meant to hit you about. Reason been doing some more unlikable shit. Cosigns like, man, hey, man, TD, man, he's not a good look for y'all.
Y'all got to take his social media from him.
He's the only TDK member that talks on social media. None of them other niggas say shit. They
know.
Unless the album is Michelle. Like, I want to get off this label. And then they put out a statement. I am very happy here. I would never want to leave the label. Timing. It's all about time. And then Punch or somebody to come out and say, it was all just a misunderstanding. We sat them down. But yeah, hey, man, I see some slicks coming. This is like, I've heard of people deleting like all their photos off Instagram because the rebrand's coming. They put a new photo up. But taking all your shit off Apple Music, cleaning your Apple Music because you got a new album coming, that's something different. That's next level. Shout out to the new leader of TDE SZA.
Yeah, some rusty going, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have nothing this week, man.
Yeah, for me.
Any Brady nostalgia? if he was retired,
124 yards.
We could have gave a great Brady. If he is stuck, just put his foot down at retirement. I would have
actually. Actually, I do got Brady nostalgia. This is actually shout out to Oaks Giants. That is still the most iconic fucking Super Bowl.
Just simple fact. Twice, two of them things.
Like we remember how like it was like everybody was Patriots fans back then.
I am not a crook.
Clark Kent had kryptonite too. Hey, so let's not act like hey.
He did it twice. First time luck, second time skill.
Yeah, they beat their ass second time.
Shouts to Deezus Merrill. They had my guy Eli on.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was great.
Shouts my dog Eli holding it down. I did beat him twice. I did sun him twice. He sunned him twice. mine is I want to shout out to Phil Mobb and the Jazzy Faye era. Phil Mobb being
the Jazzy Faye.
Yeah, Phil Mobb being catching the end of that era. So they had two hits. You know, shout out to Sierra with So What. And shout out to the Jazzy Faye era.
I was about to say, we can talk about the Jazzy Faye era. Fizzle. What a run.
He had a run, man. And yeah, Sierra, he, you know what I mean? And
no one ever talks about that run because he was up there. He was putting out hits with the big dogs.
No, he had a run. He was, you know,
everybody was working with Jazzy Faye.
At a point, he could probably shit with Jermaine Dupri. He could probably shit with the best producers. Like, at a point, Fizzle.
Jazzy Fizzle.
The real Fizzle. We ain't talking about.
Not the
Jazzy Fizzle Product Shizzle. My nigga.
The nigga that was trying to take the throne from Hove after Hove left, after Hove retired. So, yeah, I got it from here, Hove. Damn.
I nostalgically, I want to say shout out to Jazzy Fan and the Jazzy Fair. Shout out to Phil Mobb, because they two hits was definitely hits. And them was just his friends, I'm sure. He was like, hey, man, I'm going to the studio trying to come through. I'm sure that's how it went. But, yeah, man. All
right, man. Episode 23, man. 2-year anniversary.
83.
We're going to get
23, B?
We going to get 83, sorry. 83. I was thinking.
Golly.
Think about the Jordan of snitching.
We was right.
But yeah, no, we
told that nigga he was. I knew he was.
We was right. We stood on it. And publicly, everything is documented. We're on record of saying that. But yes, shout out episode 83, our 2-year anniversary. We will get that hot ones back for Orin. Happy birthday, Cole. Out here in the street, January 28th, you know, synonymous with that birthday. Shout out to Rakim.
The 8th and the 9th?
28th. January 28th. That's the name of the song. Force was dry.
Hey, brother. you just stand, not me, don't.
Hey, man. No. It was the name of a song. It was the name of the Force. The most popular Cole album.
I just put stuff on play. I don't look at the track list.
I
don't know the names of any song.
I stopped doing that, too, when niggas stopped naming the song after what the hook is. Like, they'll just name it a random thing and something that they never said. Shout out to Drake. Drake made it worse. I'm blaming Drake for that.
Drake made me stop listening to
when Russell say something, I don't even know what song. Like, I'm a Retta. How the fuck that go?
Omerta. How that one go? Sing this.
I gotta look at that. Oh yeah, no, I know the song, but damn, I can't do it by name.
The fact that kids be like, "Hey, can you play Kiki?" I'm like, "Am I feeling?" Oh yeah.
But he actually says Kiki on song.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but the song is called "In My Feelings."
In My Feelings.
He says "In My Feelings" in the beginning. He's mumbling in the front.
Take that if he even does that. But some song he don't say it at all. He just names the song.
Names the song.
But he feels like naming it. But
Chicago
yeah.
freestyle.
Yeah.
Still don't. It was video in Chicago. Shit.
That wasn't Chicago.
Damn, man. See, look like, no. I don't think I've even seen that video.
I've seen the video.
That video's fire.
I've seen the video. The way you shot it, well, Russ is saying it's fire.
Hey,
I'm laughing at no Chicagoans would never meet a chick at the bean at 2:30. Not at night. Old block. We ain't going to the bean at 2:30.
Shout out to DC filming all their films on Chicago, and we can see all the landmarks. Talking about is Gotham. We see the bean.
I don't know how they keep getting them.
That skyline. We know that fucking skyline. We know Sears Tower. We know what the fuck that is.
We know that's Michigan Ave. Yeah, come on,
we know,
man,
what the fuck that is. The Lake Michigan right over there. Gotham, nigga. I mean, yeah, old block. I believe old block is Gotham. I would never live there, but. But thanks for y'all tuning in. We're going to get these hot sauces for Orange soon.
Yes,
but
sir.
Right for now, budget cuts, but we're going to get those.
What are we going to do, Wednesday this week?
Yeah, Wednesday, do Spaces.
Spaces. We'll do Spaces. We'll give all our predictions for the Power finale. Talk about everything. You're live on Twitter.
Appreciate
y'all. Tune in. So until next time, thanks for tuning in. And as always, I am at Brandon Ridley.
At O_Ridley.
At T Russell 3Ls.
And we'll see y'all next time. Plates.
Plates.